Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 255 to 55. Personalized Psalm 91. Let's go. Verse 11. For he has given his angels charge over me. To keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. So please keep saying this. Don't stop it. Keep saying it. He has given his angels charge over me. He has given his angels charge. There are angels here. There are angels here. I've not seen them. It doesn't matter. But the Bible says so, so I believe it. Hallelujah. Keep saying that. He's giving his angels charge over you. So here was Zacharias who was in the temple. And I keep telling you that it's not when you are, because prayer was being offered outside. He was in the temple. The atmosphere was like that. The temple in those days was where God was. So definitely, if God is there, his workers are also there. The angels are workers, living and active workers, bringing to pass, I mean, helping to do work out, you know, the unfolding plans of God. So it's not unnatural that you will see an angel. But I've told you that sometimes in ordinary days, no idea that an angel will appear to him, then it happens. Because it's not you who brought it on, it is God who sent them to you. And they're already there with you. There is nobody, the angels with you. Right now, angels of God are with you. Hallelujah. Okay, so we are Luke chapter 1. And what happened? Zacharias was in the temple, and the angel at the right side of the altar, here stood an angel. And then this was the encounter with the angel. And when Zachariah saw him, verse 12, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Now listen, in those days when the high priest was going to offer anything, when the priests were doing anything in the temple, but especially the high priest, a rope was tied around his waist to go into that room, that place, secluded place, once in a year, with blood, a basin of blood, because it was, if you go there with sins in you, you won't come back alive. You could be struck dead. And then who, after the high priest has died in the Holy of Holies, who should go? Who now who go? No. They just drag you out. And then next. So that was it. So the priestly duty then was really something. I mean, you it's not now that people can just misbehave, call themselves pastors, and I'm not saying I'm righteous more than, no, I'm just saying that some, those times you have to be careful when you're dealing with the things of God. Here, grace has made us, some of us, you know, take God for granted, and people misbehave. But in those times, you have to be very, very careful. Maybe you want those times to come back, and no, those times are, we are in a better time. We are in a better, it's just a man, I mean, you know, man wants to take advantage of every, explore everything. So that if the don'ts, that's where man wants to go there. May God have mercy on all of us. Okay. And he's already had mercy through Christ. So now, I was saying that he was in the temple, and then the angel of the Lord appeared, and he was afraid. So terrified, he was troubled when he saw the angel, because it could mean death. That's why he was afraid. Secondly, I mean, if you had an encounter with an angel, often your hair will be standing on edge, because it's the unusual to see. You are in your room, and suddenly you are seeing, what am I seeing? I mean, an angel is by you. I mean, it's not an ordinary thing that has happened. It's a supernatural thing, and fear can fall on you. And so always, have you not seen that angels come with fear not? Fear not. That is the angel. Anytime angels come, they say, fear not. Fear not. Because in this earthly atmosphere, fear is rife. Fear is a spirit. And we are easily gripped by that fear. But not you. Oh, fear. You are banished fear. We banish fear from your life in Jesus' name. And when Zacharias saw him, was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, 13, verse 13, fear not, Zacharias. Fear not, Zacharias. So the angels spoke and said, fear not. There have been encounters with angels where the angels didn't speak. The people were sick, seriously dying, and they saw somebody by their side and it was an angel. The angel didn't speak to them. And sometimes the angel will signal to them that keep quiet, because when they see the angel, want to shout, say, hey, I can see somebody here, but they don't want everybody knowing that there's something happening supernaturally. So sometimes the angel will say, well, shush you, keep quiet, okay? So there have been things like that. But this time the angel said to him, fear not, Zacharias, fear not, don't fear, don't be afraid when you see an angel. I've had such experiences, and I know that it can be frightening, but don't go in the way of fear. I mean, there is a reason why an angel is sent to you, and you should desire that whatever is sent to you, hear, you obey, you do it, you will see the fruits of it in Jesus' name. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.